The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Let me just expand on what we were just talking about. I don't even pretend that I have the answer to the economic problems in China here and so forth. I am not an economist, don't pretend to be one. And that's probably one of the things I understand least is economics, the economy, and so forth. My point is that these issues are incredibly difficult, just incredibly difficult to deal with. And that's why I encourage you, us, all of us, to pray for not only our president, but his advisors as well. The American economy is part of the driving, part of the engine that drives the entire world's economy. And our relationship with China is incredibly important. And we need to pray for wisdom. Hey, this will be the last time I will remind you today, and I don't think we'll be talking about it on Monday, except I will probably give you a report on Monday as to where we ended up. And that's our campaign with Christian Solidarity International. The incredible privilege that we have to literally set slaves free in North Sudan. It's possible. And because of your unbelievable generosity, between 39 and 40 slaves will be set free very, very soon. And you can be a part of it. I think this is the last day for our campaign. I'm not sure. I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but I think this is the last day. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522 is the number for Christian Solidarity International. And I'm praying that we'll have five people call today. Maybe we've had no one, maybe we've had five. I don't know. I don't have access to the call center today as I've had in other days. So I'm kind of flying blind here. I'm praying that we'll have five more people, whether it's $5 a piece or whether it's $500 a piece. But let me give you the number. You can be a part of setting a slave free. 888-253-3522. And as I said, I am just so thrilled that we are where we are. We have just blown past our goal. But I think we could do a little more. Here's the number. 888-253-3522. Hey, I got an update on something we talked about earlier. One of our listeners just sent me an email and said that Candace Owens' Facebook page has been reinstated. Candace Owens suspended from Facebook. She has been reinstated, and Facebook has said, oops, it's a mistake. Hey. Maybe it is. I don't know. But anyway, that's what Facebook is saying. They're saying, oh, my goodness, we made a mistake. I don't know. But anyway, the good news is her Facebook account has been reinstated. They had said earlier that she had violated their community standards for giving poverty statistics for whites, blacks, employed, unemployed, married, unmarried. And I think this was the part that really caught their attention. She said, quote, "Black America must wake up to the great liberal hoax. White supremacy is not the greatest threat. Liberal supremacy is." Okay. So anyway, her account has been reinstated. Hey, just a quick program note. I know that we have listeners up in the Akron area, Canton, Akron area. Joy and I will be in Green, Ohio this weekend. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Joy is speaking to a women's, it's mother-daughter, all-women's banquet at the Temple Baptist Church in Green, Ohio. And that starts at 5 p.m. at the church. And I know Joy will do an incredible job. She always does. Pray for her, though. Pray for her as she speaks to the ladies up in Green, Ohio. And then I have the privilege of teaching the adult Sunday school classes on Sunday morning and then preaching in the Sunday morning service. Again, that is at Temple Baptist Church in Green, Ohio. I think technically the address is in Uniontown, but it's in Green. It's not far from the Akron-Canton Airport. It's kind of around on the back of Akron-Canton Airport, up in the Akron-Canton area, and that's where we will be this weekend. Joy will be speaking to the ladies tomorrow afternoon, and then I will be preaching on Sunday morning. And if you're in that area, we would absolutely love to see you. And it's just a reminder, folks, we would love to come to your church. I mean, we really would. Seriously, pray about having Joy and I into your church for a CrossPower meeting. If you want to know more, check out our website, crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. I wanted to give you an update on the story about Rashida Tlaib. And I looked up the proper pronunciation, and this is how she pronounces it. Rashida Tlaib. She is the freshman representative from Michigan and a Muslim. And she made some outrageous comments just a few days ago about the Holocaust. And I'm not going to go into all of the comments that she made, but she said when she thinks about the Holocaust, it gives her a warm feeling. Not that the Holocaust gave her a warm feeling, but her warm feeling was because it was her ancestors, the Palestinians, who just wanted the Jews to have a safe place to live. And so they sacrificed their land, and many of them even sacrificed their lives because they were so concerned about the Jews and that the Jews would have a safe place to live. Folks, do you understand how outrageous that is, how false it is? I mean, do you have any idea how absolutely false that is? Well, it's getting a lot of attention, and even Palestinian historians are shaking their or scratching their heads saying, where in the world did she get that? The Van Leer Jerusalem Institute Senior Research Fellow, Dr. Adel Mana, who is a Palestinian. He is a Palestinian historian who said that he is absolutely confounded by what she said. In an interview in Jerusalem, he said, I have no idea what she meant. I have no idea what she meant. He said, both Israeli and Palestinian scholars know that they had great difficulty embracing any view of history in which the Palestinians played any part in providing a safe haven for Jewish refugees of the Holocaust. Professor Benny Morris, one of the leading scholars of the creation of the nation of Israel, said, quote, Rashida Tlaib is either completely ignorant of the history or is a deliberate liar. This is a Palestinian historian. He said Tlaib's ancestors, the Palestinians, did nothing to alleviate the suffering of the Jews at Nazi hands, rather the opposite. The Arabs of British Mandatory Palestine during the whole period, and supported by the neighboring Arab states, did all they could to prevent Jews trying to escape Nazi hands from reaching the relatively safe shores of Palestine. And quote after quote of after quote here of historians, and some of them Palestinians, who are saying, what was she talking about? None of that is true. Another historian, Tom Segev, said, I have never heard anybody say that before. I really can't imagine that any Palestinian shares that noble sentiment of being calmed at the notion of a Jewish safe haven being created with such a high price. I really want to give her the benefit of the doubt that she really meant it, but to me, and maybe I'm cynical, it sounded like an attempt to be ironic or even sarcastic. And again, I'm running out of time, but quote after quote after quote, disputing every single word that Rashida Tlaib said about the role of the Palestinians in the creation of the State of Israel. And yet, days after she said those incredibly anti-Semitic remarks, she was given the privilege of presiding over the House of Representatives of the United States of America. Some of the most anti-Semitic statements ever made by an American politician. And instead of apologizing, she doubled down, called anybody who disagreed with her a racist, and her party, the Democrats, gave her the honor of presiding over the Senate or the House of Representatives. I would hope that there will be outrage just among the general population. If the Democratic Party will not express outrage, I hope the American public will. Republican, Democrat, that's absolute revisionist history and a bald-faced lie about the role of Palestinians in the establishment of Israel. All right, we'll take the last break of the hour, and then we'll come back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Can I remind all of us of something? Our emotions lie to us. Our feelings lie to us. We cannot be driven, controlled by our feelings. And our emotions. We cannot. And I think we need to be reminded of that on an ongoing basis. Now, I say to you often, the liberal left, whether it's theological or political, do not care so much about facts and truth, but about emotion and hysteria. We who are conservatives, hopefully, we deal with facts and truth. And if necessary, we reject our feelings and our emotion because, again, our feelings will lie to us. Here's an example. Headline, House Democrat cites transgender grandson in voting for Equality Act. This is a Democratic representative explaining why she voted for this so-called Equality Act, which is not about equality. It's about inequality. It's about discrimination against Christians. Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat from Illinois. She was asked why she voted for the Equality Act, and she said it was because of her transgender grandson. Now, what's the problem with that? She is voting for a piece of legislation that is going to impact, if it were to become law. She voted for a piece of legislation by her own account that, if it became law, would impact every single American, every single man, woman, boy, and girl in America. She voted for it because of her own grandson, because her grandson is transgender. Now, please remember the science. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism even exists. But she feels, she has emotion for her grandchild. I don't know whether it's grandson, granddaughter, but transgender. And this woman openly admits that is the driving force behind her voting for this legislation, because of the way she feels about the way her grandchild feels. Not about facts, not about how it would impact other people, other minorities, how it would affect women like herself. But it's all about how she feels about her own grandchild. Rather than doing what's best for the country, rather than doing what's best legally, she thinks this would be best for her grandchild, and so therefore, she has voted for it. Now, before we condemn her too quickly, let's remember how often you and I are controlled by our feelings and our emotions. And we as Christians, we have this battle constantly. The promises, the Word of God on one hand, and the circumstances that we see with our eyes and feel with our emotions. All of us constantly fight that battle between our feelings and the truth of the Word of God. Let's make sure that we are depending upon the truth and the facts of God's Word and not the circumstances around us. Have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.